Okay, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Ches in Horios. We are at the Mishnah back on Zayin Amud Aleph. I imagine that we'll have a chance to catch up today for two reasons. Number one, because I'm going to go ridiculously fast. And two, as you're going to see today, it's a lot of drashas. It's a large amount of technical gemaras. So I'll hopefully be speedy. What I'd like to do today is I'd like to try to get to the Mishnah in Ches Amud Beis. For bonus, I'll get to the bottom Mishnah in Ches Amud Beis. I don't think I'm going to get that far, but I'm stating it for the record, and it's on record now. I'd like to get to the Mishnah on the top of Ches Amud Beis, and that'll put us in good shape. As I mentioned already, the fact that we're a little bit behind doesn't bother me that much. I'm not losing that much sleep over it, because Daf Yadalad, which is a whole day of Daf Yomi, is, you know, a couple lines of Gemara. So we'll be okay. Okay, we begin today at the Mishnah 1, the Mishnah on Zayin Amud Aleph, and the second Mishnah of the second Perek of Horios. Again, as I mentioned, Masechta Horios is dedicated to the fourth Perek of Vayikra. Okay, it's not a story Perek, it's not an exciting Perek, not one with drama, but one in which it tells us the kind of karbanos that are brought if a person violates an Isser of the Torah, Bishogeg, inadvertently. Bishogeg, as we already have been discussing a number of times already, means that you were unaware. You're aware of what you were doing, but you were unaware of either the halacha or the object that was actually in front of you. Meaning you thought the object in front of you wasn't chalev. You thought it was shuman and you ate it, thinking it was shuman. Turns out to be chalev. That's shogeg. Right? Shogeg, the wrong translation of shogeg is an accident. It's not an accident. Right? Accidents are when you slip and fall. This is not an accident. You ate it, and you knew you were eating it. You just didn't take enough time to consider and to concern yourself with what are you eating, or whether or not that which you're eating is kosher or not kosher. That's the definition of shogeg. I guess the better translation would be it's inadvertent, but still, nevertheless, it certainly doesn't fall into the category of accident. The Perek Daled tells us that there are exceptional different types of carbon chatasis. In Perek Daled, we talk about Bazin coming out with an erroneous ruling that we spent the first Perek of Horios discussing, Par Helam Davar, and that is sandwiched between a Kohen Gadol who sins and a Nasi, which is a king here in the context of Perek Daled. Okay, so the correct order of Perek Daled is Kohen Gadol who sins, Beis Din who comes out with an incorrect psak and people follow the psak, and king. And that's Perek Daled. Okay, there's more at the end, but and that's what we focus on. Now, we've been learning in the beginning of the second Perek, which we're continuing this morning, that a king in many areas of halacha is like the Beis Din. And we treat the king like the Beis Din in many areas of halacha. So we start now the second Mishnah of the second Perek, and we're going to continue along the lines of discussing how the king and the Beis Din are comparable one to another. It's funny. Everything I just said is correct. Take out the word king and replace it with Kohen Gadol. I meant Kohen Gadol. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't drink the coffee yet, and it slows me down. The Mishnah begins, Hor bifnei atzma v'asa bifnei atzma v'skapa lo bifnei atzma. If the king has a ruling, and I'm doing it again, it's unbelievable. If the Kohen Gadol has a ruling, thank you. If the Kohen Gadol has a ruling, and Beis Din has a ruling, but nevertheless, though, the Kohen Gadol has a ruling, so the Kohen Gadol brings his particularly special carbon. The carbon that's brought by the Kohen Gadol is par, is a bull, much like that of a Beis Din. The Beis Din also brings a carbon of a par, of a bull. We learned in the previous Mishnah, just one other point of introduction before we start this Mishnah, I'm sorry. We learned in the previous Mishnah that by the Beis Din, we know how it operates. Beis Din comes out with a psak, a hora'ah, and the majority of the people have to follow the hora'ah, and then we are eligible to bring this special par helam davar. Right? Good. By the Kohen Gadol, same thing. Meaning the Kohen Gadol has to come out with a hora'ah, he has to come out with a ruling, and here it's not the people have to follow his psak, he has to follow his psak. But still, the process is the same. There has to be a hora'ah, a ruling, and a following of the ruling. Okay, good. Okay, now I'm ready to begin. I'm sorry. Hor bifnei atzma v'asa bifnei atzma miskapa lo bifnei atzma. So if he has an independent psak, meaning, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, he's right alongside Beis Din. Beis Din is talking about dam. Right? The case that's brought in front of Beis Din today is a case involving blood. He's talking about another is in the Torah. He's talking about chalav. I'm just using these as examples. It doesn't have to be blood and chalav, but and he's talking about chalav. And Beis Din has their psak and they have their court case and they're interpreting their law. And he, on the other hand, is interpreting his law. And he interprets it that chalav is mutter. Okay, how he got to that conclusion, who knows? Obviously it's a mistake. And then he eats the chalav. So despite the fact that he's right alongside Beis Din, it's a psak, it's a horah. He follows his psak, therefore he brings a special carbon. So har bifnei atzma v'asa bifnei atzma miskapalo bifnei atzma. Hori imetzibur v'asa imetzibur miskapalo imetzibur. If let's say he's poskening along with Beis Din, and Beis Din today is poskening on blood, and he also is poskening on blood, so he goes together with the community, he comes along with the par halam davar. Okay? Shein Beis Din chayav min al shiyar levata mitzvah sulkai mitzvahs v'chein ha-mashiach v'lo ba'avos kurchav min al shiyar levata mitzvah sulkai mitzvahs. Because, as we've already established, but the Mishnah is reminding us that when it comes to Kohen Gadol and the Beis Din, you need a hora'ah. You need a ruling. It's not enough just simply to act. You need a hora'ah that comes along with it. Good. Minahani Mil the Gemara says, how do I know this? The Tana Rabbanon Horei Mitzibar Vasei Mitzibar Yachli Avi Parla Atzmo V'Dinhu. The Gemara says, look, we could make the following argument. And the argument will go like this. Nasi Mutsa Mechlal Yachid U'Mashiach Mutsa Mechlal Yachid Ma Nasi Chet Bifnei Atzmo Mevi Bifnei Atzmo Chet Imetzibar Meskapalo Imetzibar Af Mashiach Chet Bifnei Atzmo Mevi Bifnei Atzmo Chet Imetzibar Meskapalo Imetzibar. Look, in certain regards, the Kohen Gadol and the king are the same, in the sense that they have a special karban. Meanwhile, if they follow a ruling of Beis Din, they go along with Beis Din. The Gemara says, lo, although you're right about the comparison, but the comparison is incomplete. So the Gemara points out there's a fundamental difference. Go to Yom Kippur. What happens in Yom Kippur? The king, does he have a special karban in Yom Kippur? No. No. His kapara on Yom Kippur is together with the community. Does a Kohen Gadol have a special karban on Yom Kippur? Yes, he does. So you see that the comparison of a king to a Kohen Gadol is not a great comparison. There are fundamental differences that lie between them. So therefore, can we say a king and the Kohen Gadol should be the same? Not necessarily. So the Gemara says, "Aketan chet b'fnei atzmo, mevi b'fnei atzmo, cheti metzibur miskapalo metzibur." So the Gemara says, "Fine. So look, if he has an independent psak and he follows his own psak, so then he brings apart. If he doesn't have an independent psak, but he's paskening together with the Beis Din, so he's with the Beis Din par halam davar with the Beis Din." Okay. Now, a number of you asked me yesterday, "What's going on? What's the case? How is this? How does this transpire?" That the Kohen Gadol is issuing a psak, a horah. He's not the Beis Din, right? He's not part of Beis Din. What is he doing issuing a psak? So, hechidami. So the Gemara is now going to help us understand a little bit better how the Kohen Gadol is offering his psak halacha. Why wouldn't we be going to Beis Din? So, ilei meduhu mufla v'heim einam muflaim pshita demiskapalo b'fnei atzmo. Look, if he's the best Talmud Chacham, right, there's this concept called mufla. We saw this yesterday as well. Where it's unilaterally understood that he is the number one Talmud Chacham. So if this particular Kohen Gadol, in addition to being a Kohen Gadol, also is the number one Talmud Chacham, so then it's a no-brainer. Meaning to say like this, if he wasn't together with Beis Din, whatever Beis Din says is not a psak. It's not a horah. Rashi reminds us, we learned in the first parak, in order for Beis Din to issue a psak, they must have with them at the time the mufla, the number one Talmud Chacham of their generation. If he's not with the Beis Din, whatever they're saying is nothing. It's not considered a horah. So it's a no-brainer then, that if the Kohen Gadol happens to be the mufla, and he's not with the Beis Din, so whatever Beis Din says is inconsequential. So the Gemara says, Harad al-Ham v'lo klum. And not only that, but the Gemara accentuates the point even greater. Look, what's going to happen is that if Beis Din issues a ruling without the Kohen Gadol, who happens to be the Mufla, So the people, even if they follow what Beis Din says, they're not following anything. They're not following a Horah. Every single Jew would have to bring his own Karban Chatas as if Beis Din said nothing.
What about the Obed Din? You have Obed Din and you have the...
we'll assume the Av Beis Din is a Mufla.
Right.
But in this particular scenario that the Gemara is constructing, the Kohen Gadol is the Mufla. Fine. The Ida Inun Mufla and the Hulav Mufla. And look, and let's go the other direction. Let's say that Beis Din is the Mufla. Meaning Beis Din themselves, without the Kohen Gadol, is understood to be the authority. And the Kohen Gadol just happens to be somebody who, you know, knows a little bit of halacha, more than a little bit, but is not the Mufla. He's not the accepted, undisputed Talmud Chacham of his generation. So my miskapa lo b'fnei atzma, ha'radi dei v'lo klumu. So the Gemara says, well, look, he's not issuing a psak, he's not issuing a hora, even if he sits there and decides to himself, you know what? Chaylev is mutter. But that's not a psak, that's not a hora. That's just him thinking that Chaylev is mutter. He doesn't have to bring his own carbon. So Amar Rav Papa, so the Gemara now at the top of Zayin Amud Beis says, you know what? Correct. Kagon shehayu muflin shneihem. So Rav Papa says that absolutely. The only case scenario that our Mishnah can be entertaining is where both the Kohen Gadol and Beis Din are both muflaim. They are both exceptional Talmidei Chachamim, and they both have that ability to give psak. It's interesting, from Rav Papa's answer, you certainly see that there is no exclusivity to being a mufla. Whatever, I'm having a hard time putting into terms what exactly the parameters are of being this mufla, but clearly you see from Rav Papa that you can have more than one. You can have multiple muflaim. Our Mishnah is describing that case scenario. So therefore, the Kohen Gadol, when he issues a psak, it's a psak. When Beis Din issues a psak, it's also a psak. And the Chiddush of our Mishnah is that as long as they're not talking about the same thing, so then we could segregate the two. And the Kohen Gadol will have to bring his special carbon. And Beis Din, if the people follow what they said, will have to bring their special carbon. Okay. Savar Abayi Lameimar, Chay B'fnei Atzma, Vasa B'fnei Atzma, Hechi Dami. Diyasna B'shnei Mekamos. The Kamor B'tre Yisurei. So Abaye further wants to understand what's the case exactly of our Mishnah. So Abaye says, you know what? It must be the Kohen Gadol is in one place and Beis Din is in another place. I can't imagine they're in the same place together. So Amalei Rava. So Rava says to Abaye, "Is Chavrusa Atu Shneim Mekamos Gormim Elafilu Yasher Bechad Makom Bekeimen De Kamor B'tre Yisurei Chab B'fnei Atzmahu." Makom, the place, has nothing to do with it over here. It location isn't an issue. The issue is the psak. As long as they're talking about two different areas in halacha, so then we look at them differently. We look at them separately. And the Kohen Gadol will bring his special part, and the Beis Din will bring their special part, and that's it. And location is not an issue. Now, we said that in order for the Kohen and the Beis Din to be separated from one another, they have to be talking about different issues. How different do the issues have to be? So the Gemara discusses. Look, if he's talking about Chelev that one day, and on that same day Beis Din is talking about Avodah Zarah, and they both come out to incorrect conclusions, but certainly that's different. Look, that's certainly different. Not only is it different psukim, right? They're different isurim, obviously, Chelev and Avodah Zarah. But even the karban that you bring, if you inadvertently violate them, are different karbanos. So for sure those are different. Look, and if we go the other way, where he is talking about Avodah Zarah, and they're talking about Chelev, there it's totally different. Because he has to bring his female goat, and they, the Beis Din, have to bring the bull, the par halam davar. So for sure that's different. However, let's say the two of them, the Kohen Gadol and Beis Din, are both involved in the topic of chelev, just different parts of the animal. Right? He's talking about the chelev on the kerev, on the stomach, and they. Are talking about the fats that are on the intestines. Now, as Rashi pointed out earlier in the Masechta as well, those different chalevs are generated from different psukim. Okay? So it's chalev, but generated from different psukim. So Amir Mina Nafagab the Kabbana Shab and Kevin de Mitre Krai Kaasu. Ha paginan bitamayu. So do we say that, look, since the different chalevs are generated from different psukim, so therefore they should be treated differently, and we can now segregate Kohen Gadol and Beis Din. Or on the other hand, look, sof kol sof, bottom line is we're talking about chalev. What if he's talking about chalev and they're talking about blood? So look, for sure these are two different isurim in the Torah. Chalev and dam are generated by two different psukim. Or on the other hand, it's the same carbon that you bring. The carbon that is brought for the two isurim for inadvertent violation is in fact the same carbon. So maybe therefore we would not segregate the Kohen Gadol and the Beis Din if they're both dealing in chalev and dam. Teku, the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Finally, we're going to just quickly run through the next piece of Gemara because this is a review of what we saw already. Shein Beis Din Chayavin. Ashiro Levata Mitzvah Selkayim Mitzvah Minnalan. Ashiro Levata Mitzvah Selkayim Mitzvah Kedami Nabi Dach Pirkin. So the Gemara says, go back to the first parak of Horios, review the first parak of Horios, and you'll remember that it's only a psak if you're talking about a detail within the mitzvah. A negation of an entire mitzvah is not a psak halacha. Benelam Davar Davar Velo Kolagov. V'chein HaMashiach, same thing is true with the Kohen Gadol. D'chsiv L'ashmas Amar Mashiach Ketzibur. As we already discussed, Kohen Gadol, because by the Kohen Gadol it says L'ashmas Am, so therefore he is in many halachas just like the Parhelm Davishol Ketzibur. V'lo ba'avodz kocham d'tan rabbanu, we learned in a brayso. L'fishi yafza avodz kocham l'adun ba'atzma. Look, the carbon for inadvertent violation of idolatry. Interestingly enough, the Torah gives it its own real estate in the Torah, specifically in Parsha Shlach, in the middle Parsha Shlach, which is a strange placement of these halachas. You have the inadvertent violation of idolatry. So the Gemara now is telling us, look, here's what I might have thought. I might have thought, since the Torah gives Avodah Zarah its own location and its own parsha, I might have thought that it's not the same rules. Meaning, if Beis Din negates the entire Issur of Avodah Zarah, which again is just amazing, Beis Din is standing up there in front of the people and saying, you know what, today Avodah Zarah is okay. The whole thing, it's all fine, it's all okay. So Nema Kame Neve, Nema Lahala Mene.
Didn't they do that once when they put the golden calf and
yeah, but I know. Yes, you're right, but that wasn't under the category of shogeg, meaning they did that because they wanted to. That was willful. We're talking about shogeg over here. It's strange. It is strange. Beis Din would just negate all of Avodah Zarah by accident as an erroneous ruling. So Namar Kambe Neve Namar Lahalam Ne Malahalam Beis Din Afkam Bet Nami Beis Din Malahalam Davar Velo Kolagov. Afkan nami davar v'lo kolagof. The Gemara simply says it's gzereshava that links the parsha of the Parhelm Davar and Vayikra and Perek Dalid and the parsha of Avodah Zarah in Bamidbar and Parsha Shlach Lecha. Okay. Next Mishnah. Ein chayavin ela alhelm davar im shikagas ha-maisa v'chein ha-mashiach. V'alo ba'avodas kochavim ein chayavin ela alhelm davar im shikagas ha-maisa. Again, this is kind of review of what we've seen already. But these are the Mishnayos. We saw this in the Gemara, but now we get to see this actually inside the Mishnah. When it comes to the Beis Din, the special carbon chatzos of the Beis Din, the Parhelm Davar, has to be with process. And the process is, Beis Din issues a ruling, and the people follow the ruling. And that process is also true in Parsha Shlach Lecha, where Beis Din has to issue a ruling about Avodah Zarah, and the people have to follow it. And, says the Mishnah, same thing is true by the Kohen Gadol. Same thing, process, where the Kohen Gadol has to issue a ruling and he has to follow his own ruling. As I mentioned already once this morning, by the Kohen Gadol it's slightly different than the Beis Din, because as opposed to the Beis Din, it's the people that have to follow the Beis Din's ruling. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol, he himself must follow his own ruling. Right? Okay. The Gemara starts off. Aminalan detana rabbanan yishku yachu yu chayav mashigas ma'isa tamalamar yishku v'nelam davar ein chayav elal helam davar im shigas ma'isa. It has to be halam davar. Helam davar means when they did it, they did it under a false false notion. Like in other words, there was a psak that was issued, obviously erroneous, and then they followed that psak. And the same thing is true regarding the Kohen Gadol. Harei Mashiach Ketzibah, as we've seen already a number of times, the Ashmas Ha'am that's mentioned by Kohen Gadol tells us that in this regard he is like the Beis Din. We just did this a couple of lines ago in the Gemara, but the Gemara is a methodical explanation of the Mishnah, so even though we saw this already, but still the Gemara is methodical, right? It is very systematic. Sometimes we don't view the Gemara that way. It seems like out there, so to say. But it's not true. The Gemara is extraordinarily systematic in the way it treats the Mishnayos. I might have thought that when it comes to the Avodah Zarah, the Shogeg of Avodah Zarah, it's treated differently because it's not here in Vayikra. It's out there in Parsha Shlach Lecha. So again, just like by Beis Din, you have the process of Psak followed by people following the Psak. Same thing is true regarding Avodah Zarah as well. Okay, now, here's what our Mishnah doesn't entertain. What if it's a Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah? Right? It's a nice blend. Right? So in other words, we know by Avodah Zarah, there has to be the process of Beis Din issuing a ruling and people following it. We know that the Kohen Gadol, same thing. He has to issue a ruling and he has to follow it. What about Kohen Gadol by Avodah Zarah? Right? So, what do we say about that? Is it follow the same process of Psak followed by him following his own Psak? And Mishnah doesn't talk about it. So, Masnisa Mani Rebihi. So, therefore, it would stand to argue that when it comes to a Kohen Gadol and Avodah Zarah, there doesn't have to be a hora. That's what seemed to be from the Mishnah. And the Gemara points out, you know what? That accords with Rebbe, which we pointed out many times. That's great because Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah. So, but you should know in general, just because Rebbe authored the Mishnah doesn't mean that he necessarily selects his own opinion as the anonymous point of the Mishnah. Right? We've seen that many times. So, Ditanya, Mashiach Bavodas Kochavim, Rebbe Omer B'Shigas Maisa. When it comes to a Kohen Gadol and a Avodah Zarah, Shigas Maisa, meaning you don't need a Hora. That's Shitas Rebbe. V'chachamim Omrim, V'helam Davar. Right? And the Chachamim say, no, you need a Psak, and then you need him to follow his own Psak. Just like the Beis Din. Right. And now, first we'll finish the Braisa. Here, Rebbe and the Chachamim may disagree about whether or not there needs to be a psak, but first of all, they agree in terms of what the carbon is, Si'ira, female goat, and they also agree that for the two of them, meaning for the Kohen Gadol and for Avodah Zarah, there is no Asham Talui. Okay. The Asham Talui is, I may have violated this, or I'm not sure. Well, under certain circumstances, you bring a special carbon called the Asham Talui. Okay, we'll talk about the carbon in much greater detail when we get to the later part of Kachim. Now, v'tiz barab is dona karis v'shigas or chatas miketani, alatiniha v'adin laha, hachana mitiniha v'adin laha. So the Gemara says, look, I know that our Mishnah omitted a Kohen Gadol being over to Avodah Zarah. I know our Mishnah omitted it. But so what? It's not necessarily an omission. It wasn't an intentional omission. The Gemara says, look, later on we're going to learn a Mishnah where we don't discuss Zdona Karas and Shigago Sochatas in regards to Cohen versus the other people. And we know later on that's not an omission. Here also it's not an omission. Fine. So in other words, what the Gemara is basically saying is you don't have to say our Mishnah is following like Rebbe. Our Mishnah could even be following like the Chachamim as well. Gemara now takes a little bit of time going through this machlokas, the Rebbe and the Chachamim, my time with the Rebbe. I'm a krav v'chiper ha-kohen al ha-nefesh ha-shogeget b'chatas bishkaga. Ha-nefesh zeh Mashiach, ha-shogeget zeh Nasi. In Parsha Shlach, you have allusions to the Kohen Gadol and the king. So b'chata bishkaga, Rebbe savar chet zeh bishkaga yeh. And according to Rebbe, he says, look, all you need is shogeg. All you need by Avodah Zarah is just to do it. You don't need a psak halacha, and that's the opinion of Rebbe. The Rabbanan Savri, Misha Chatas HaBishkaga, Yatza Mashiach Shein Chatas HaBishkaga, Ela Be'elam Davar. And the Chachachamim say no. The Kohen is excluded. Why? Because we go back to Parshas Vayikra, we find that he needs a hora. So you know what? Since he needs a hora, he's therefore obviously not included in Parshas Shlach, because Parshas Shlach, there is no hora. Good, so he's excluded. Vishavan, they do agree, Shabbatzira, Kiyachim, and Alan, Damakrav, Nefesh Achas, Echad, Yachid, Ve'echad, Nasi, Ve'echad, Mashiach, Kulam, Bechlal, Nefesh Achas, Hen. We know, however, in terms of the carbon that's brought for Avodah Zarah, everyone agrees it's the same carbon, i.e., a Si'irah, and we know that because when the Torah introduces it, the Torah says, In Nefesh Achas. And Nefesh is a universal term. Everybody has a Nefesh. Kohen Gadol has a Nefesh. King has a nefesh. You and I have a nefesh. It's a universal term. Therefore, it includes everybody. Therefore, for the violation of Avodah Zarah, the unintentional violation of Avodah Zarah, it's Si'ira. Vishavin, and they both agree. We're now on the top of Ches Amad Aleph. Shein Nevi Hashem Talui Min Alan. How do I know that they don't bring an Hashem Talui? So, Dichsiv V'chiper Olav HaKohen Al Shigagasa Asher Shagav. This is a parsha of Hashem Talui. It's in Parshas Vayikra, it's in Perek Hay. Perek Hay, the Torah describes what if a person inadvertently sins, but he's not even sure if he did or did not. So in Parshas, at the end of Parshas Vayikra, the Torah discusses that this special carbon called the Asham Talui. It's a very end, the tail end of Parshas Vayikra. Psukim Yitzayin Yud Ches Yates. Okay, so the Gemara here quotes the pasuk. V'chiper alav hakohen al shigas or sheshagag. Rabbi Savar mishikol chatas abishkaga. Yatzah says she'in kol chatas abishkaga elav ahalam davar. So according to Rabbi, he says, look, I know it's not talking about the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't have this idea of shogeg. What does that mean? For the Kohen Gadol, it's hora'ah and shogeg. It's not just he inadvertently did it. First, he has to issue a psak, and he has to follow his psak. Now, according to Rebbe, that's not always true, as we just discussed on the bottom of the previous Amud. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, the Kohen Gadol doesn't have to issue a psak. Okay, Rebbe says that's fine. But most of the time, he has to issue a psak, and that's why he's excluded from the Hashem Talui, because the Hashem Talui is a karban when there's never a psak. It's just Shigigas Maisa. Ela Balam Davar Mita Koksiv in the MK. Now, the Gemara points out, just on a very technical point, it doesn't say kol. So the Gemara says, fine, dimke nichtav asher gagaso. Lama li asher shagag. Why does the Torah go out of its way to say asher shagag? Hakamash malan. The ad deika kol chato bishkaga. And it excludes the Kohen Gadol because not all of his chait is bishogeg. Meaning he needs a hora. And according to the Chachamim, it gets even easier. Because according to the Chachamim, a Kohen Gadol always has a hora. V'rabban mishachato b'shkaga yatzah Mashiach shein chatasa b'shkaga lo b'avaros kochavim v'lo b'shar mitzvos ela b'halam davar im shigagas maisa. And according to the Chachamim, Kohen Gadol always has a hora in order to be eligible to bring his special carbon. Okay, good. Quick summation of the points that we just made. By a Kohen Gadol, in order for him to have to bring his special carbon, the Par HaMashiach, so he needs to issue a ruling, obviously erroneous ruling, he needs to follow his own erroneous ruling, then and only then does he have to bring the Par of the Kohen HaMashiach. Is that also true by Avodah Zarah? Debatable. Machlokes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Rambam Pasuns like the Chachamim, that even in the Avodah Zarah, he first has to issue an erroneous ruling about Avodah Zarah, and then he has to follow his erroneous ruling about Avodah Zarah. And also, the other thing that we discussed is that it can't be a negation of the entire mitzvah. It only has to be a detail in the mitzvah, because a negation of an entire mitzvah is not a hora. That's not a psak. Psak halach is, I know about the mitzvah, I just made a mistake about one of the details in the mitzvah.
So when he issues it, and the followed it, then nothing happens.
Nothing happens.
When he issues it and he followed it.
Right. So and oh, by the way, another thing I also want to make very clear. Rashi says it's a couple of times through today's daf. If, let's say, he just is a shogeg without a hora, so what carbon does he bring? No carbon. Right. In other words, because... because he doesn't... In other words, it's just a shogeg. So if it's the rest of us who did it, obviously we have to bring either a goat or a lamb, right? A sira or kisva. But he's a Kohen Gadol. He has a special carbon. But his special carbon has rules. And if he doesn't conform to the regulations of his special carbon, he doesn't downgrade to us.
Oh, so if we do a shogeg...
If we do a shogeg...
For what?
For any of the Isurim in the Torah. Not any. Well, actually, we're gonna limit which shogeg it is, but right, any prohibition in the Torah that carries with it an Issur Kares.
So he has no liability for shogeg.
So he doesn't have I don't want to say it like that. No, I'm not trying to split hairs over here. He certainly has a liability, but he doesn't bring a carbon. He's not eligible to bring a carbon. Right. Fair question. Right. I don't know if the Torah excuses him. Just simply, you know, it's a legal discussion. It's just that he's just simply not eligible to bring the carbon. Okay. Next Mishnah, Chesam and Aleph, Ein Beizin Chayav and Al Shiyor B'Davish Es Donu Karz V'Shigagas V'Chatas V'Chena Mashiach V'Lo Ba'Avos Kochav Mashiyor Al Davish Es Donu Karz V'Shigagas V'Chatas. Level of Isser. So the Mishnah over here tells us very simply, look, when it comes to the based in issuing a ruling, it has to be an incorrect ruling where when followed, the level of Isser is Kares. And if done inadvertently, Chatas. It has to be a ruling on that level. Let's say, for example, which the next Mishnah is going to use this example. Let's see, Basin comes out and says, you're allowed to have relations with your wife when she's Anita. Okay. That probably is not a great example because it sounds like they're negating the whole mitzvah. And as we discussed earlier, that's not a horah, that's not a ruling. Okay, but a detail in Anita. And basically, then, the Jewish people then had relations with their wife while Anita. That now makes it so that Basin is on the hook for the parhelam davar. And the same thing is true with regarding the Kohen Gadol. It has to be an error of that caliber, where it is an Issur Kares. And for Avodah Zarah, same thing. It has to be a mistaken Avodah Zarah, where the Issur would be an Issur Kares.
And both are being it, both the guy and the Bedin, like
if it's Bedin's ruling,
yeah.
So then we go back to what we learned in the first parak. The people don't have to bring a carbon because they were told that they based it.
There's one person.
Huh?
There's one person who did it.
If it's one person who did it, so he's on the hook. But if it's a majority of the Jewish people, so then they're told that they based it. That was Bezdin's ruling.
I'm saying if the Bezdin is dead and only one person did the mistake.
And one person did the mistake.
Would be so, Bezdin plus the person?
No. Bezdin is not on the hook until the majority of the Jewish people follow. If one individual followed Beis Din, so we learned in the first mission of the Masechta, so it's excusable because he did what Beis Din did. Although, if I can remind each other, I'll remind me and you, the Gemara brought an opinion that goes against the Mishnah. But, okay. All right. Minalan. Okay, again, here's what the Gemara is going to do. It's going to present to us Braisas and Psukim that give us the backbone, all the sources for all these halachas. Ditanya Rabbi Omenema Kanalevanema Lahalan Allah Malahalan Davar Shizdonakars Vishigasochatas Afkan Davar Shizdonakars Vishigasochatas. It says Aleha here in our Parshan Vayikra by the Parhelam Davar. It says the word Aleha in Parshas Achrei Mosen Vayikra, specifically about a man who has relations with his wife's sister. That is an Issur Kares. So just like over there, it's an Issur Kares, if done intentionally, and a Chatas if done unintentionally, so too over here, through the Gzeres Shavah, same thing. Ashkechan Tzibur, good. That Gzeres Shavah links the Issur of Achos Ishto to Parhelim Davar in Vayikra. Mashiach Minalan, how do I know that the Kohen Gadol? Same thing. So Lashma Sa'am, Are Mashiach Kitzibur. So we have the Ashma Sa'am mentioned by the Kohen Gadol. Now, so Yalat Mitzvos, Mitzvos. As far as the king is concerned, again, he has a special carbon that he brings. That's on the other side of Parhelim Davar. By Parhelim Davar sandwich, as we talked about in the beginning of this morning, on one side of Parhelim Davar is Kohen Gadol. On the other side, on the back end of it, is Nasi. How do I know Nasi? His special carbon has to be where he violates an Isser of this caliber. So the Gemara says, Mitzvos, Mitzvos, Gzeri Shava. Siv Gabi Nasi, Vasa Achaz, Mikol Mitzvos Hashem. Uksiv Betzibar, Vasu Achaz, Mikol Mitzvos, Matzibar, Davish, Shizdon Akaris, Vishikagas Ochatas, Av Nasi, Davish, Shizdon Akaris, Vishikagas Ochatas. Yachid, what about an individual? Right? It's so funny. This is not the Masechta that talks about the individual who violates an Isser. We'll get to that Masechta later on. That's called Krisus. Good. But still, as long as we're here, as long as we're discussing the level of Isser, how do I know about the Yachid? It says in Nefesh, and as we talked about a little bit earlier this morning, Nefesh is a universal term. And the same thing is true with Avodah Zarah. Now remember, we pointed out that Avodah Zarah has its own location in the Chumash. It's not in Parshas Vayikra, but oddly, it's in Parshas Shlach Lecha. But still, it's there. So how do I know that the same rules apply by Avodah Zarah? Notably, that the level of prohibition has to be in Issur Kares. I might have thought that by Avodah Zarah, even if it's a lower level type of Avodah Zarah, we're going to learn it through a Gzeir Shava of Me'enei Me'enei. Ashkechan Sibar Yachid Nasi Mashiach Minalan. Good. That tells me that the community is Ovid of Avodah Zarah Vishogeg because of an erroneous ruling of Beis Din. What about the king? What about the Kohen Gadol? What about the rest of us? Right, the commoners, Minalan Amakravi, Nefesh Achas, Echad Yachiv, Echad Nasiv, Echad Mashiach, Kulam Bechlal, Nefesh Achas Hain, Yelami Tachman Mina Elyon. Again, we go back to the idea of Nefesh being a universal term and it incorporates everybody. Hanicha, Gemara now takes us through a side problem. Okay? It's a little bit of a tangent. It's not so much a tangent as it's the Gemara is just dotting every single I and crossing every single T. Look, that Aleha that we quote in the beginning of this discussion, that is in Parshas Achrimos, that talks about the Isser of Achos Ishto, the wife of your sister. The wife of your sister. That's where I am right now. I'm talking about the wife of your sister. Thank you. The sister of your wife. If you have no usage of that pasuk, so then it's available for gzeira shava. Ela l'rabbanan demafkilei la'ala la'arayis v'tzaros. However, you remember the beginning of Yevamos? I sure. and you remember that over there, we utilize the word aleha to tell us a halacha about Yibum, specifically about Saros Erva, the co-wife of an Erva. If you don't remember, that's fine. For now, this it's still okay, right? So according to the Chachamim, they use up that word, they utilize that word. So therefore, it's no longer available for Gzeir Shava. So Davish is done. Covers the Shikar Sechatas Menalahu. So good. If you are the Chachamim of Yevamos, where do you generate this Gzeir Shava from? Nafkalu midemasne leila Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi liberei Tara Achas Yelachem laoseh bishkaga vaNefesh asher taaseh biyad Rama. So we go to Parsha Shlach Lecha, where there the Torah says Torah Achas. It is one entity of Torah. Hukshikola Torah Kula Avodas Kochavim. And we see that in this regard, meaning when do I bring the carbon for Avodah Zarah, the Torah equates the entire Torah to Avodah Zarah. Now Avodah Zarah therefore becomes our binyanav. It becomes like our precedent. Good. And then we go through the next step. How do I know that this translates to Parhelim Davar? Once again, because it's all found in Perek Daled, So I get to compare one to another. Now, that was all based on the teaching of Rav Yehoshua ben Levi that he taught his son. What if you don't, if you had the alaha for the gzera shava, what do you do with that lima that we just quoted? V'rebi had Rav Yehoshua ben Levi my avid le mapik le lechid etanya. V'fisha matzina shechalak hakasa ben rabin leyechidim, rabin b'sayfa mamono avad, yechidim b'skila mamonim palat, yachol nechlak b'karbin oseihem. Look, we have this concept called ir anidachas, right? And by ir anidachas, we have an entire city worshipping idolatry. Now, if it's intentional, we know that things change. Notably, the way they're put to death is no longer skila, the standard way that you put somebody who is over the avodah zarah to death, but rather now they become sayif. They're all going to be put to death through the sword. Okay, that's number one. Number two is that by the ir anidachas, another thing that changes is that all their money is put into the center of town and destroyed. Okay, this is an ir anidachas, but that of course is all intentionally. I might have thought that for unintentional violation of avodah zarah done by an entire city, maybe their karbon status changes as well. It's a hava mina, obviously to be rejected, but the Gemara says, I might have thought that. Tamalama Torah Achas, yeah. So that's what we're going to use Torah Achas to tell us, that no, that if it's inadvertent violation by an individual or by a city, same karbon. Karbon doesn't change. Now, this havamina is such a strange havamina. We might have thought that if a city of what violates avodah zarah b'shogeg, they're going to bring a different carbon. What's your options? What are the carbon you're going to bring? So maskif la Rav Chilkia mehagrunya time of the Lord chalaka kasav chalak havamina nachlok manaisi. The Gemara asks exactly this question: what's the other carbon you're going to bring? Naisi par tzibor b'shar mitzvos hu damaisi, a bowl. No, that's not different. That's not unique. That happens when basin comes out with a psak. Naisi parla ola v'siela chatas tzibra b'avarsko chavimu demaisi. A bowl for a carbonola, a seir for a chatas, that's also not unique, because that's found by the community-wide avodah zarah when a psak is issued by basin. Naisi seir. What about a male goat? Nasi b'shar mitzvosu demaisi. That's the king's carbon. Naisi si'ira yachid nami hainu karbano. So the Gemara says, and a female goat, that's what everybody brings when they are over to avodah zarah by inadvertently. So the Gemara suggests two possibilities. It's the chsakad achamina tzibra maisi parla ola v'sila chatas haini naisi ibcha. Maybe we'll flip around the si'ir and the par si'ir for the ola and the par for the chatas. I'm sorry, the Gemara spells it out. I didn't need to figure it out. Par la chatas sir la ola. Inami also tzarech vein lo takana kamash malan. Or I might have thought, look, maybe if a city is over to avodah zarah inadvertently, in theory there should be a carbon, but there's just simply no carbon to bring. That's the chiddush of Torah Achas, that they all still bring the regular standard si'ira. Okay. Now, Gemara comes to a very basic question, and a good one. That parsha of Shlach Lecha, which we keep quoting again and again, which clearly is talking about avodah zarah. That part is clear, but you know, it's clearly talking about shogeg. Sorry, that part is clear, even though I just wasn't clear. Right? That's talking about avodah zarah. It's talking about shogeg. But the fact that it's talking about avodah zarah, it doesn't spell that out. Not one time does it actually mention avodah zarah. Okay, I'm in Parsha Shlach Lecha, Perek Tezvav. I start with Pasuk Chav Beis. V'chisishku v'losasu eitz kol ha-mitzvos ha-eila asher diber Hashem al-Moshe, eitz kol asher tziva Hashem alokechem yad Moshe, v'nayam asher tziva Hashem ha-ala odorosechem, v'haya imeinei ha-ada nesesa l'shkagav, ועשו כל העידה פר בן בקר אחד לעולה, לריח ניחוך, להשם ונחסום ונזכו כמשפט, וסירי זימך לחטס. As I read the parsha to you, it doesn't say the word avodah zarah once. And through today's entire daf, we've been assuming that this parsha in Shlach is talking about avodah zarah. How do we know that? Okay? And we're going to... Yeah. So we'll finish up over here with this discussion. Amar Rava, V'i Tamar, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, V'amri la Kedi, Amakra. So various Amarayim suggest, it goes like this. V'chi Sishku v'lo Sasu Eitz Kol Mitzvah Sa'ila, Eizu Mitzvah Shishku L'Kecho HaMitzvah Sa'avi Omer Zuhav Arz Kochavim. It says Kol HaMitzvahs. Which Isser in the Torah is tantamount to Kol HaMitzvahs Avodah Zarah? Meaning we talk in terms of the big three, really there's like the big one, right? The big one is Avodah Zarah. That's one way to understand it. The Bay Rebbe Tana, Amakra Asher Dibur Hashem Moshe, Uksiva Asher Tziva Hashem Aleichem Biyad Moshe, Ezi Mitzvah Shei B'Dibur Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Tziva Yidei Moshe, Havi Omer Zeh Avodas Kochavim. Which mitzvah do we hear directly from God? Avodah Zarah. Right. Because Avodah Zarah was the first of the two Dibros, was given directly by Hashem to us. The last eight, we said, we heard enough of God, right? We could not handle it. And so for the last eight, Hashem gave it to Moshe, Moshe gave it to us. But Avodah Zarah was given directly to us by Hashem. That's another way that we know that Parsha Shlach Lecha is talking about Avodah Zarah. Third possibility, I'm sorry, before I get to number three. The Tana Rabbi Yishmael, Anochi V'lo Yelacham, Mipi HaGvur Shamanim. A third possibility, the Bay Rabbi Yishmael, Tana, so funny by the way, because the Gemara just used the Bay Rabbi Yishmael to support the second shot, and meanwhile the Bay Rabbi Yishmael himself offers a third shot. L'mina Yom HaShir Tziva Hashem V'hala L'dor HaSechem. Ezu Hi Mitzvah Shinemra B'tchila Havi Omer Zu Avodat Kochavim. It's the first mitzvah issued to us is Avodah Zarah. Gemara says, really? That's not true. Havi Omer Zu Avodas Kochavim V'hamar Mar Esa Mitzvah Nitzal Yisrael B'mara. What do you mean it's not true? When we were in Mara, well before we got to Har Sinai, we were given mitzvahs. 10 of them exactly. Ela Machvarta Kedashina Mikara. So the Gemara says, correct. Okay, we're not going to accept Rabbi Shmuel's suggestion, so we're going to go back to the first two suggestions. Either Kol HaMitzvos is tantamount to Avodah Zarah, or we heard the mitzvah of Avodah Zarah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Okay, we'll stop over here. Okay. Did good. Tomorrow we'll pick it up from the new Mishnah.